Today we'll be doing Sivav. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, V'iter yad yamino, if a person is a lefty, im osa komalachto bismolo, miniach bismolo shehu yamin shel kol adam. So if he does everything with his left hand, so then he has to put tefillin on his right hand. V'im sholit b'shtei yadav, miniach bismol kol adam. If he's ambidextrous, then he must put tefillin on his left hand like everybody else. V'im kosev bimino sh'ar kol ma'asav oseh bismolo. Oh, kosev bismolo sh'ar kol ma'asav oseh b'yamin. What if a person does everything with their right hand, but they write with their left hand, or vice versa, they do everything with their left hand, or they write with their right hand? So that's machlokas. Some say that the requirement for tefillin is based on the weaker hand. So whichever hand you use less, that's the hand you put your tefillin on. However, others say that the determination for which hand you put your tefillin on depends. It's the opposite of the hand from which you with which you write. So if you write with your right hand, you put tefillin on your left. If you write primarily with your left hand, you put tefillin on your right. And the Rambam says, that's our minhag. Is that we assume that, you know, the way we determine whether you're a righty or a lefty for the purposes of tefillin will depend on which hand you dominantly write with. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chaf Aleph tells us, "V'iter v'ayin le'el b'siv katan yubeis yad yamino v'afilu nasa iter al yedei shehirgil atzmo acharka v'lo nolad kach yaniach b'yamin v'kol shekene min ha'shemayim hirgiluhu dahenu shenolad l'choli b'yamino v'nito hakach v'yamino v'shenikta lo kaf yado hayemanis tzarech la'asos kol malachto b'smod b'vane dino ki iter gomor v'yaniach al hayad haritzua." So the Mishnah Berurah says this is not only true for a person who is naturally a lefty, who was born a lefty, but even a person who was born a righty but trained themselves to become a lefty, that's also that would also constitute grounds to put tefillin on your right hand. And certainly if a person either was born a lefty, or if a person had some kind of a wound or an injury in the right hand, or their right hand was amputated and they forced themselves to become a lefty, then for sure you would put tefillin on your right hand. And chazer l'vri yusuf, and that's a shol b'shteyada b'shava harehu kholim. Let's say a person had a wound, let's say they lost use of their right hand, and then they trained themselves to become a righty again, then obviously, and they became ambidextrous, and they would have to put tefillin again on their left hand. Even if the majority of the things that you do is with your right hand, then you put tefillin on your left hand and vice versa. If a lefty puts tefillin on his left hand, he's also not yotze. The same way that if a righty puts tefillin on his right hand, he's not yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah says that he does all of his, let's say if he does everything equally well with both his right and his left hand, but let's say it's easier for him to use his left hand, even if he can also use his right, but it's easier to use his left, so then zelo mikri sholim b'shteyadav, that's not called ambidextrous. Ambidextrous means you can eat just as easily use your right as your left, or your left as your right, but if one is a little bit easier than the other, then it's not called ambidextrous. Shetashkach rotzalomar dechsiva ima shemaylam yishar malacha yechides vazlina basarov hamaasim hiya nikris small. According to the first day in the Shulchan Aruch, there's nothing unique about writing. Writing is just an example of one of many things that you can do with your hand. So if, you know, so in other words, according to the first opinion, writing doesn't really carry any weight. But the second day says not true, that writing actually is the most important factor, because if you look in the context of the parsha of tefillin, the Torah lumps together ukshartam and uchsaftam, which implies that your dominant hand in terms of writing is the same hand that you're going to use to tie your tefillin with.
Even
if a person was not naturally born as a lefty, but he trained himself to write with his left hand, but he does everything else with his right hand, then he should still put tefillin on his left hand. And a person doesn't know how to write, so the Mishnah says, then obviously you follow all the other malachos that they do to determine whether they're a righty or a lefty. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siv Zayin tomorrow.